Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I believe that New England will lose to Pittsburgh in the opener at New England because I like the Steelers this year. And then I got them going 13-3, and maybe it could be better than that. I just don't see anything dangerous on this schedule. What's the most dangerous game for New England every year? It's the late season game at Miami.
Right.
They get to go to Miami in week two. Mm-hmm. So they will be coming out of summer in New England. Hot, drippy summer, just like it feels just like Miami to me.
Can I be the first one to say it on today's show?
So many problems with this.
Skip Bayless is a moron. Can I say it?
No.
A moron.
You know who else is like, I really feel bad for
moron.
To do this to the fellow, you know, the tight end, you know, family.
Wiggy's
but
a moron?
Shannon Sharp. No,
oh, Shannon Sharp
agreeing with him.
Stupid.
Shannon knows that the worst time, there's, I don't know about you, Wiggy, but every time when I played in Seattle,
mm-hmm.
you know, obviously AFC West back then, right? It was you played Oakland, they had the baseball field.
Yep.
It's always, right? Also, Miami, there's a couple other teams that had it.
San Francisco had it also.
Yeah. I always checked to see. I hated playing on that field, so I wanted to play them San Diego like in December or at least maybe October. Maybe they're done.
Right.
Same with Oakland, and San Francisco was always in the preseason. And Miami, and it was Denver in the winter. Didn't want to go to Denver mm-hmm. to play in the winter. And with New England, it was always, okay, when are we playing Miami? Right. Are we playing them in December or are we playing them in September?
I can't tell you how many football players I've talked to have said the exact same thing. He's got it ass backwards. He really does. Because, the matter of fact, Miami, what they used to do, they used to schedule as many home games as they could
right.
in the first 4 weeks of the season on purpose. They used to play three of the first four games. Why? Because it was a huge advantage. Because even if you were coming from New England, Skip, nighttime in the last week of August, it starts dropping into the 50s and 60s. In September, you might get Indian summer for two right. or 3 days, but on the whole, it cools down. In Miami, it's still 96 with 90% humidity in summer.
Summer in New England. Hot, drippy summer. Just like it feels just like Miami
to
me.
No, in September, it's different.
And the thing that you always want as a player is if you know you have them on the schedule. Because I remember we played down there in, I think it was 2001, and what you want is like maybe a couple days of heat during training camp to maybe try to get used to it a little bit, but you can't get used to that Miami, especially a 1 o'clock game,
yep.
you know, with the sun like sitting yep. at its peak or, and you're playing down there. It's just, you know, that advantage for them in the summer or early in the season, it's a big advantage.
I know what he just did. He looked at last year,
mm-hmm.
and they lost in Miami. And, of course, we all know that was a miraculous win.
Yeah, when was that game also? Wasn't it September?
No, it was later in the season.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. No, the Patriots going down there in December, he thinks is difficult. He's wrong. It's just the opposite.
No.
And they lost a couple years before that when Brady threw, like, three interceptions or something like that. They had a rough game down there.
They get to go to Miami.
No.
Get to go no. to Miami in September?
The two worst things are going to Miami in September. You never want to play in Miami in September.
Mm-hmm.
And for Miami, the worst thing is coming up here on the third week of December, which they have third and fourth week of
right.
December, which they've done numerous times because it's freaking cold up here in the for them.
I think he was trying to like compare. I think he got a little bit confused where he was
very confused.
Where he's trying to say like players, if they had a pick between playing in extreme heat versus extreme cold, I think
there is no cold for the Patriots going to Miami.
No,
though.
No, no. But I'm thinking he's thinking just generally. That's why he said that.
He's
you
not
know,
thinking.
You know, there's summertime days in you know in New England where it's going to be hot. Where I think he's thinking in his mind, yeah, if you had a pick between playing in Green Bay in December or playing in Miami in September, I'd much rather play in Miami in September.
Yeah, I don't think he thought it through that much.
Yeah,
I think,
and that's why I think he got confused why he goes, oh, you know, they're probably practicing in the heat and this, that, and the other, the players. But guys are not used to that heat, especially from New England, right? Those guys down in Miami, they're practicing it all the time.
I can't tell you how many over the years have told me that they hate playing in Miami.
All right,
in
here.
The first
right, let me raise my hand right now.
We got two NFL players both raising their hand to my list.
Okay, so New England should have some sort of, you know, comfort level with it because they'll play there once. If you're a Patriot you play, and you're on the team for a while, you're down there once a year, so whatever. But I remember there was teams like if we played in Arizona back when they played in Tempe in Sun Devil Stadium, or Miami.
Right.
You play those games in September. The game is lost during warmups.
Right.
You see the difference.
People don't realize.
My legs are so heavy right now.
People don't realize the difference when you get on the plane in New England and you get off the plane in Miami.
Oh, it's like a smack to the face.
Right. It's like, what did I just get hit with? This heat down here is like, am I in hell right now?
So, you know, it's so stupid because, hold on real quick, because in 2002, I'm not even sure, we went down there early. We left on a Friday, and we practiced down there on a Friday. Like, oh, hey, we got to get, you know, the reason we lose is because we're not used to the weather, to your point. So let's go down there early. We left on a Friday,
Friday
morning.
Make the difference.
Yeah, so at least you're not, like, there's not that shock and awe on a Sunday at once. So on Friday, bam, get off the plane. We go straight to this high school, and we practice, and we were dead.
Right.
It was probably, first of all, it had nothing to do with the heat. They were just better than us at that point in time. And it didn't help us. No one acclimated to it.
That's
nobody was
the
more
case,
hydrated.
Right.
It was stupid.
It's
nothing
just,
helps.
Yeah, you're not going to, especially when you're a team that, if you're not the Saints or you're not a team that's somewhere down the South where at least you can practice during training camp, you can practice in that type of environment. You know, these guys are here, you know, we've had a couple days here that might have been hot, but they hadn't really seen, you know, what training camp or what heat is like until you get down to Miami. So for them, it's like, you feel like, man, I can't breathe. I'm suffocating. I need some oxygen. I need water.
When we heard this, we thought it was the dumbest thing. And it could be that Bayless just doesn't understand some of the protocol with football. For example, the only thing I can think of when I heard him talk about this is New England not liking going to Miami late in the season. Is late in the season, what does he think? They're going to enjoy the good weather down there and they're going to hit South Beach or whatever? Does he not realize how it works in the National Football League?
Sometimes calling my name.
You don't have an opportunity, especially with the Patriots, to do anything. It's a business trip.
I fly down this Saturday. You got a couple hours
meetings
before the meeting Saturday night. So, yeah, if you want to hit up a restaurant, you could do that. It's like you have all day.
It's ridiculous.
You got meetings. Usually their first meeting is a special teams meeting at like 7 or something like that, or 7:30. You don't have time to do anything.
He doesn't understand that.
It's not the NBA.
That's my that's right. Yeah. My understanding, my guess is he doesn't understand.
Well, I do like his as far as his okay, so that he's got him going 13-3?
Yeah, they're probably I have the
okay,
same
13
thing.
And 3. Okay,
what do you have today?
Whatever.
What do you have today?
What do you mean today?
Cuz you change it every 2 weeks.
First of all.
Ryan, do me a favor.
Make sure we
tape each one of these. We'll have about 13
changes. No, I'm not giving my
changes.
Can we just hop in the way back machine real quick? Because I was the only one, the only one in this city to say that they were going to go 11-5.
And you also said 12-4, 13-3.
We had debates, but
yep, you changed
I was the only person to say they were going to, and we have proof of that. And I do not screw with this.
I'm not.
You
want to go back to December?
I want to go back to the sound
played
earlier.
December. Go ahead.
I'm holding true to they're not going to the Super Bowl. Okay, maybe I'll be off a little. I'll concede that. Maybe 11-5 is off just a little bit.
So the Super
but 12 saying 12-4 is just that's no shut up you. Nobody asked for your opinion. 12-4 is they do that in their sleep. 13-3.
You're gonna be
in their
brave.
Sleep.
Wait for it.
So you think they're gonna lose both of the next two games and go 11-5?
I'm sticking with 11-5.
Miami, by the way,
bam, all up in your face.
You're half right. You got them going 11-5.
The worst part was
them going to the Super Bowl.
The next day I said they're going to the Super Bowl. We have that too.
He's lying now. He's
that's
lying.
True.
He changed it to 12-4. I think the very next day it was like stupid.
Here's the thing: you can't. Go ahead.
No, I was gonna say. I mean, I didn't think they were gonna go 11-5. I do remember hearing that last year, and I was like, Christian's out of his mind. But when you look at the schedule, and you look at, and I think that they're gonna probably end up going 14-2. When I look at this,
but wait. So what if they go 13-3? What does that
doesn't
say?
Matter. Well, they won 11-5 and won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, exactly. So it's honestly, make a difference.
That's what we like to do.
I know, but it's crazy. I mean, with this team, I can't wait till they all leave. I want Bill to leave. I want Brady to leave. Because your prognosis, your opinion of what they're going to, it's going to be a lot harder, mm-hmm. and you could be one that stands out. If anyone says 11-5, they're just trying to be different.
Yeah. That's what
you're
just
trying to be.
You're
no, because be that was late in the season.
No, you're
like,
trying
no,
to be different.
No.
Yes, you
no,
are.
No, I
to
was
stand
right.
out. Yeah.
But now, 13-3, 14-2, 12-4, whatever.
So you know
who
what
cares?
Now what it is when I look at their schedule and I go, you know what? They got Kansas City in week 14. Kansas City might be done by that time. You know, now you're trying to look at the
They're
game.
They're not going to be done by that.
No, I'm just saying. But now when you look at the Patriots' schedule, it's not about their win and loss record. It's about, like, they got the Eagles right after the bye. Do we know what the Eagles are going to be in week 11?
No, but I will say this.
But you will.
CBS Sports has put out this. Jim Breach did a ranking assessing the difficulty of each team's path to the Super Bowl.
Who
and,
is
and Jim, John, excuse me, John Breach. Trey Flowers, by the way, getting healthy. He might play this week. New England Patriots, mm-hmm. 32, easiest schedule in the National Football League. Now, it's tainted. You're playing three division foes.
Hold on. Just think about this. Let's just take the, let's go in quarters, right? So you take the first four games.
Yep.
I'm okay with Skip saying that they could lose that first game. Totally agree. I think that team is good.
But that's what they're now, right? Aren't we like with the first four games, all right, 2-2, 3-1, 4-0? It's kind of a crapshoot nowadays.
Yeah, but they're never at their best in the first four
right,
games.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
They usually struggle even against weaker teams. And you sit there and say, oh my, we did it last year. Everybody starts panicking after the first
four games. And three of those first four games are divisional opponents. Dolphins game two, Jets, and then the Bills. Mm-hmm. Dolphins don't know who the quarterback is. They are tanking. They just want the number one pick. They want that first pick. They want a quarterback. I don't care who's there right now, Josh Rosen or Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Right.
The Jets.
New coach.
Okay. We'll see. I mean, Adam Gase is a new coach. Sam Darnold, second year. Lost one of their best linebackers.
Added Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah, Le'Veon Bell, who's that'll be his third game of the year, right? Because there's no preseason games for him. And then you got the Bills. With my best friend, Josh Allen, in his second year with the same coordinator for the first time. Mm-hmm. So that's – are we worried about the divisional games?
No.
No.
But if you are, this would be, hey, listen, we because they're not going to start 2-2.
No, but I would say this, Christian, that coming out of the gate, they always struggle. And what people do after the first four games is they panic. Okay, they say, oh, my God, they're not going to be that good. Every year we fall into that same habit.
I would disagree with that. They don't always struggle. I think coming out of the gate the first four games, we would say.
Well, look it up. They're not good in the first four
games. We don't know what they are. Because there's been seasons where they came out the first four games, they were 3-1. The Brady year where Brady was suspended, right? We don't know what they are. Now they're like I would say when you think about the Patriots, their first four games, it wouldn't shock me if they went 4-0 or if they went 2-2.
Oh, good. Really standing out there, Wiggy.
But that's what I'm saying.
Okay. How about 0-4? You want to take 1-3?
Do you think 0-4 or 1-3 is realistic with this Patriots team?
No.
But
because they're just that much better.
But 4-0 or 2-2 would be realistic, right?
4-0 or 2-2?
Yes.
How about 3-1? You're staying away from 3-1?
Or 3-1.
So you got 2-2.
Got all the squares.
You said they started out horrible, but I said I disagree with that.
I tell you what, they could go 4-0.
Right.
And we could look at them and say they're not real good right now.
Right, but they could go 4-0, I wouldn't be shocked. They could go 2-2, and I wouldn't be shocked. Or they can go 3-1, and I wouldn't be shocked.
Yeah, but forget about the record. What I'm telling you is, as far as their play goes, it would not surprise me at all if in the first four games, maybe their offense struggles a little bit. They're having trouble putting points up on the board. So they're playing close games, and yet they're winning all of those games. Why? Because they're simply better than these other teams, because three of these teams suck.
Right.
And that other team, we don't know. Pittsburgh's going through their own changes right now. And New England, and especially Brady, have had great success over the years against Pittsburgh no matter where they play.
Well, I got them going 4-0 in the first quarter.
Okay. The first quarter.
That's what I got them.
Okay. I'm going to I'm going to do it now.
Oh,
I'm going to do it now, and you can go ahead and
lock
mark this with a B. 3-1.
Okay.
3-1.
I'll take 1-3. I want to be different.
You want to be different?
I want to be like you.
You want to be the edgy guy?
Edgy guy.
Hey, don't be mad because I got it right and you didn't.
All right, so what are we expecting for tonight's preseason game? Because the first preseason game, they just rolled over the Lions. The Lions were a complete embarrassment and joke. I don't know if it was the Patriots are that much better or because you're seeing the second and third units. You're not seeing your frontline players. And then in the second game, there were a lot of good individual performances, mm-hmm. and there were some others that were so-so, and you were facing a better team in the Tennessee Titans. And tonight, you're going to get the Panthers. You're going to get Cam Newton's going to play apparently a lot, 4 or 5 series in the game. Does Brady play?
Yes. Yes, I think he does play.
Well, he usually plays in the second preseason game, and he didn't. So I don't know if Bill's playing him. I mean, it seems like with the injury to Edelman last year, and you've looked at a couple of the first two games, we haven't seen starters out there at all.
At all. But you're not seeing him around the league. I don't know how many of these other games you're watching. I'm watching a lot of these preseason games, and I'm already sick and tired of the preseason. Well, I'll get to that in a few minutes. I want them to abolish the preseason.
Well, Kansas City did play Patrick Mahomes and Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce last week. But
Kyler Murray and some of the young kids obviously are getting a lot of playing time. But the established veteran players, they're not playing much out there. You know, a series or two, they're not playing much.
I haven't even seen. Think about when you look at this Patriots roster in these first two preseason games. Tell me one real established starter that has played. And the only guy I can come up with is Daron Harmon.
You're right.
Jamie Collins played.
But I don't see. He's coming from another team.
So he doesn't count.
He don't really count. I'm talking about
guys that have been here.
Hightower.
Denied.
Kyle Van Noy.
Right.
McCourty.
Michael Bennett.
Gilmore. On offense, they really.
But that's the league now. That's what I'm telling you. But that's the league, Wiggy. The preseason is a waste of time. You know what coaches are fearful of? Guys getting hurt, as you said. So they're not playing these guys.
So I don't know if Brady plays tonight.
And more teams are doing these practices with another team during the course of the week. You can get an awful lot more maybe out of that in a structured environment than you can with the kid that's 88 in their roster who's trying to make the team and wants to take out the quarterback.
Right.
Right?
And Julian Edelman's clear to play, so I don't know if Brady plays. I don't know if Edelman plays.
I doubt it. So that's the question. If Brady doesn't play tonight, he's not playing in the preseason because you're not playing him in game 4.
No way.
So if we're going to see any of the veterans, we're seeing him tonight. We get into more of tonight's game, game 3 of the preseason, and why they need to abolish the preseason. We'll do all of that coming up next right here on OMF. Wiggy in today for Lou.
I'm holding true to they're not going to the Super Bowl. They're going to go to the Super Bowl.
Now back to Ordway, Marloni, and Fourier on WEEI.
All right, back here on OMF, 617-779-7937. It is preseason game number 3 coming up tonight. Does Tom Brady play? That's the question. Does Tom Brady play? He may not play in this game tonight, and I'll tell you why. Why do you put him out there to get hurt? You've had practices with two other teams over the first couple of weeks. Every single day he's getting, because I've heard people say this, well, you got to get Tom Brady out there because you got to throw to Jacoby Myers. He's throwing to Jacoby Myers every single day in practice. Okay, they're doing all of this stuff. Why do you put him in a game in a preseason? And the way the league has changed right now is if you watch these other preseason games, none of the veterans are playing. And if they are, they're playing for a series here or there because you've got 90-man rosters now, and you don't have any cut down.
Right.
They wait until the end, and then you cut it down to 53.
Yeah, and they did that because of the preseason, in order to just save the veterans and give the other guys more playing time. Because 2 weeks, that's not enough, especially with the new rules, is how much you can practice and in pads and out of pads.
Well, the training camps used to be longer, so you could get away with doing it. But as a guy who was always like a bubble guy, you were waiting after every game because that's when they were making cuts after every single game. Like, all right, is it going to be my turn to get the call? But now you're good to go. You go through the first 4 preseason games. You might be like, oh, Jim, I'm still here. I might make this team.
So think about it. Let's say I'm not even going to start looking for Brady's preseason stats. But if you took the last 4 preseason snaps, I mean, what is it, 2 for 8, you know, maybe there's a good drive. Okay, you get some good work, but it's only 11 plays. And really, does it actually even make a difference? No. So basically, it's just, you know, listen, I just, they tell me preseason is important, and they tell me I got to do the whole dress rehearsal thing. So I'm going to go out there.
For who? Important for who, though? It's important for some guys. If you're the bubble guy, right. You're trying to make the team, then I understand the preseason game is huge. But let's take Jacoby Myers, because he's really been your MVP of the preseason so far.
They give you an award for that?
What does it mean? No, I don't think they give you an award. They give you a parking spot? I don't know exactly what it means. Now, they've seen him, and we've gotten reports that every day he's like this, so he's going to probably make the team. But on the other hand, how much do we really know about him?
See, I don't think it means anything except that he can do it in game situations.
Against backup players, right, or guys, right, that aren't going to make the league.
I think they get more out of what they think of Jacoby Myers in practice.
Absolutely.
Going every day against, absolutely, Stephon, well, Gilmore.
And they're setting up certain situations for him,
right,
in practice. It's controlled. But you don't know, what is he going to be like when he goes up against first string corners?
Yeah.
What is he going to be like when he goes up against the, you know,
Joe Hayden?
What exactly.
Is Joe Hayden, yes, kid from Pittsburgh. From,
right,
Pittsburgh.
You, yeah, know, used to be with the Browns.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. When you go up against a guy like that, how are you going to react? Because he doesn't have great speed, right? He's the 4'6 guy, but he seems to have terrific moves. Yeah, he has great moves against guys that are going to be selling Venetian blinds at the mall in 3 weeks.
Yeah, but if he's proven it against Stephon Gilmore, I think that's where they see him. Like, okay, if you can do it against Stephon Gilmore, who's, you know, one of the top five corners in the league on a daily basis, then you should be able to do it against other corners during the regular season. Is it going to be the game situation? See, people don't understand. Practice situations are a little bit, there's not as much like stress and that kind of thing that you're dealing with because of the environment, right? And
yeah,
a game situation, even though it's preseason, the environment, the stress, the like, uh-oh, I can't, you know, because you're actually kind of trying to win a little bit and you're, yeah, trying to really put it on film. Is a little bit more stressful in those environments. So I think they look at, okay, can this guy handle this stressful situation?
Okay, so it's a good thing you're talking about. So I watched Hard Knocks, as you guys, yes, watched the other night. I'm amazed. John Gruden is playing these preseason games to win.
Right.
You can see it. He's playing it much differently. He's playing a lot of the regulars.
Yeah, but you know what he's also doing? He's trying to build a mentality,
yes,
more than ever.
Yes.
Right. Trying to build mentality, yeah, because he doesn't have those opportunities, so he needs to toughen these guys up. You heard him the very first,
right,
episode, yep, screaming, and I want nightmares.
Right.
Knock on wood if you're with me.
Knock on wood.
Everybody
knocks on wood. How long is that going to last? Yeah, okay. All right, there you go.
So, but I do want to play this because I saw, so Brady's contemporary, I guess his closest peer, his adversary, whatever you want to call
he's
it.
He's the boat.
He's the boat? What is the boat?
Best of all time.
Oh, God. Who invented that?
Three guesses.
Probably Rob Parker.
Exactly.
Close.
Okay, yeah, because you can't go with GOAT anymore. But, so Aaron Rodgers would be a guy, okay, who would probably have the same, I guess, mentality as Brady towards preseason. And in his own arrogant way, he explains how it's not important.
You know, it is what it is. The preseason, you don't carry those wins over to the regular season. I do find it interesting that some teams get a pass this time of year. I mean, the Rams don't play anybody, and not many people talk about that fact. Now, the counter would be, well, this is a new system. I get it, but we've spent a number of practices now from May and June and training camp in July and now in August, running this stuff, running unscripted periods where he has to call the play in. I mean, I feel very comfortable in the offense, conceptually, philosophically, enunciating the plays, get us in the right formation, getting the checks within the play easily figured out. You know, I feel very comfortable with it. So if we didn't play, I'd feel great going into week one. If we did, I wouldn't really be worried too much about the results. I mean, if we go down and score a touchdown, it's not going to give me any more confidence than I already have in the scheme. If we go 3-and-out, it's not going to dampen any confidence that I have in what we've established so far in the training camp practices.
Okay, so that's the important part right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he gets into the other teams and he talks about, you know, what they need to do. But to his point, he's like, listen, if I go 3-and-out, What do I suck now? What do I, right, can't sleep at night because I went?
Or the offense isn't going to be good.
Yeah, yeah, sure. So if I what if I have two series and each series I go 10 plays in each series and I score 2 touchdowns.
Christian, I think
who
they
cares?
I think they should abolish all the preseason because you're not watching. If you're watching these games, you're seeing very few veterans play. Okay, the fans have to pay full boat for these games, mm-hmm. okay? You pay the same price you pay for a regular season ticket. That is a complete joke. Now, I know the league wants to go to 18 games, and I truly believe in the next collective bargaining agreement, they will get the 18 games. But I would make the preseason games rookie games, free agent games, young players games. Don't play any of the regulars.
You only need two preseason games.
Two of them. Because let's face it, when he's talking, Aaron Rodgers is talking about it, even when the veterans were playing in the preseason games and years ago when you had cut down dates mm-hmm. and you had fewer players, the veterans would usually play in the first game and usually they'd play a lot in the third game and none of them would play in the fourth game.
Right.
But you'd see them in the first and you'd see them in the third. They don't do that anymore. But even in those days, you'd still see players struggling in the first few weeks. The first few weeks of an NFL season, the play is not as crisp as it's going to be in week 10, 11,
so
and 12.
So break this down for me. So they've had their two preseason games.
Yes.
So the first game would be this Sunday.
Yes.
Oh, then so okay. So you would also
they're not going to play in August.
Well, why not? We're going to play in the regular season in January.
No, I told you. The league would love to move the Super Bowl because remember they move it all to good weather or indoor places now. They would love to have it on the Monday after before President's Day.
Okay, so
fine. It can become a holiday and everybody.
So you're
off
saying
the next day.
So the players don't come to camp earlier, right? So camp doesn't start July 5th. Because if you're gonna move it up, you're only gonna have two preseason games.
If you only had two preseason games,
so you push it back.
You would think later. Or does camp just stay the same? And now what ends up happening is that those extra preseason games would be more inter squad practices.
So let me just say this, Christian. You would go inter squad,
two preseason games.
Yep, and then
two preseason games for the rookies and whoever wants to play. But it's only going to be two on TV.
Right,
dress rehearsal thing.
Yep,
I'm down for that.
And then maybe another inter squad after that.
I think the inter squad stuff works. Frank Reich has also already announced that the Colts will not play their starters in their third preseason game against the Bears. Now, that goes totally contradictory to what we've done in the past. In the past, game three is where you play some of the starters. He's not going to do
it.
So what do you gain out of the preseason? You know what you gain? What we're talking about over the last couple of weeks, we're talking about the kids. We're talking about undrafted players.
Let's ask that question. Because then, what's his name? Dan Graziani. Is that how you say it?
Graziano.
It says, I am increasingly optimistic
ESPN.
That we will witness the complete eradication of preseason football games in our lifetime.
How old is he?
Yeah, well,
we're going to wait 40, 50 years?
Here's what I would ask.
Get rid of him now.
Here's what I'd ask you, Christian, right? As a guy, young guy in your career, and then maybe a veteran guy in your career, what did preseason games do for you as a younger guy initially?
Just the anxiety of an NFL game.
Okay.
The anxiety of an NFL game, because you don't see a lot of looks, just getting the vibe. Mm. But that only lasts for the first year.
Okay.
Zero.
Then after that?
So then let's say now after that, as you know, you can't really say veteran.
It's a burden.
So the preseason games as a guy who's been in the league, let's say 3 years, becomes a burden.
Yeah. I don't need it.
So what's wrong, guys, with having, you know, the back end of your roster? Because that's what we're doing anyway. Everybody's playing the back end mm-hmm. of the roster, and they're masquerading like we're really playing NFL games, mm-hmm. and they're selling full-price tickets to the public. Why don't we just break it down to two games or three games, but we only play the back end of the roster?
But
you don't play the front end of the roster.
Right now, the coaches are actually dictating what the CBA is going to look like.
Yeah.
We have the choice to do whatever we want. We're choosing not to play him. So Goodell was like, listen, you guys aren't playing him anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody plays. So you know what? We're going to get rid of this. We're going to, you know, screw around with the dates and the numbers. And then you can still coach the kids. They can get a lot of reps. And then we'll add two games. And then, but they're going to add them. See, I always thought, okay, it makes no sense to play in August, because this is the first week of college football.
Right.
So you got the, you know, the kickoff classic,
Pigskin
classic and all that. And it makes no sense. I can't be watching NFL football regular season games.
Mm-hmm.
Like, right. It wouldn't make sense to me.
Christian, they used to play Labor Day weekend. And the NFL numbers were down.
That.
Ratings were down, so they moved them a week ahead.
I remember.
I don't think they're going to change
that.
I think they're going to be in the back end.
You say you want the Super Bowl to be later.
They do. The league wants it to be
2 weeks?
Yes, President's Day weekend.
He wants them to play that game on a Monday? No, it should be a Sunday. On a Sunday, but everybody's got Monday off.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what they want to do.
Okay. Hold on.
And
that is a money grab. Yep. That is a national holiday now.
Yep. February what? Yep. What's the actual
February? Usually it's the third week in February.
Okay.
So it's the third Sunday. Third Sunday in February. I just don't understand when you've got 90-man rosters. If you're a coach now, there's one thing about protecting your veteran players. You don't want them to get hurt. But if you got 90 guys in there, you're trying to find that guy, right? Mm-hmm. That gem. How do you find him? Those are the kids that you play an awful lot. Those are the kids that we're seeing playing an awful lot right now. The guys that are on the bubble that they're trying to figure out.
And I know we're going to break in a second, but there's also something to be said for a legit redshirt year for guys that need to develop.
Right.
That you don't get penalized. You draft these guys, you identify them, but you don't have enough time to see them mature.
It's the practice squad.
They have to expand the practice squad.
That's good.
The practice squad. You own their rights. Period. If they're undrafted or whatever, you own their rights.
Practice squad. You don't.
I know, but I'm saying, like, if you listen, I'm gonna spend resource. I'm gonna pay you. Okay, but I want to make sure I get the benefit of developing
you. So is that fair to a player who, because the depth chart at his position is too deep, he sits on the practice squad all year long?
He gets paid $160,000 a year.
When other teams want him because they need him, they need that position. You don't think the Patriots might be interested in some tight ends out there?
Well, but again, I look at it as a redshirt year where you're not playing.
The other thing is, like, does Jacoby Myers really need the preseason if he can perform well in training camp? Like, I wonder how much coaches go, this guy's been balling all training camp. He's been going against Stephon Gilmore.
Yeah, but you still don't know what he's like when the lights are on and people are there.
But how many games you need to see that?
A couple. You don't need to see him for a lot of games. But the coaches are already dictating that now, Wiggy. It's why we started this conversation. How many veterans will Bill play tonight? I think most people think Brady and the regular is going to play. I'm not sure.
Jacoby Myers is not a veteran, right? So
those are the guys that need this playing time.
All right, so because he's...
Brady doesn't.
He's undrafted. But take a guy like... who was their first-round pick this year for the Patriots? Was it N'Keal Harry?
Correct.
Right? If he's not really dealing with injuries... Does he really need the preseason, kind of similar to the kid Josh Abram we see Oakland?
But I think those guys need it far more than the veterans. The veterans really don't need it.
Oh, yeah, I would agree with that.
But I would say N'Keal Harry, yes, he needs some of it.
Okay.
Yet you're not game planning in these games, right?
Right.
When you're playing preseason opponents.
Yeah, everything's basic.
It's like, you know what it is? It's playground basketball. There are no plays. Nothing's designed. You're just playing your game.
Not the Raiders.
Right? The Raiders, they're playing to win.
Blitzing.
God. Frank Caliendo, did you see that? They brought him in, do impressions of Gruden, and they did that this week. Unbelievable. All right, 617-779-7937. Do we really need this preseason? And if you're driving down to Foxborough right now, how do you feel? You're paying full price for these tickets. This is preseason. It's practice, not a game. It's practice.
We're back with more Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
You know, we play once a week, and we practice, you know, all the other days. So, you know, the only way we can get better is we have to get better in practice. We have to get better on the field by ourselves. We can't get better in competition. You know, when you only play 16, you can't, if you only improve during the games, then you're not going to be very good. Practice is everything in football, and it changes the structure of it.
So that's from yesterday. He's telling you exactly what it is. He gets everything he wants out of practice, and it is the only sport where you have far more practices than you actually have games. If you look at basketball, you look at certainly Major League Baseball, 162. Right. Are you kidding me? Even your 8 weeks, 7 weeks in spring training doesn't come close to matching that. And hockey the same way. You play mostly games. I just think we've gotten to the point now, and you can see how the coaches are utilizing preseason. It is no longer going out there and featuring star players. It is now trying to look at deep ends of the roster, a bubble guys, and seeing if these guys can make our team. That's what it comes down to.
Younger guys that they drafted.
Right.
You know, maybe not your first rounders in every game, but, you know, usually maybe your late seconds, your thirds, your fourth round draft pick. Those guys are maybe playing in every preseason
game. A simulated NFL game. You're wearing NFL uniforms. You're in an NFL stadium. Right. Well, I don't know what to get on.
That's why I asked Christian, and I would have to agree with him. The thing that the preseason does for younger players, whether they're first year or second year players or guys that have no regular season playing experience, it is the nerves that you have to deal with from actually being in a game. You know what
an
I mean?
An NFL game.
Yes, in an NFL
totally
game.
Totally different environment.
It's like if you're doing 7-on-7 and you drop a ball, it's like, all right, you know, you're upset, but it's no big deal. Now if you're in a regular game and you're out there and there's officials and, you know, and I think that nerves that you have is different.
And, Wiggy, I would all even say that just putting on game pants as opposed with your pads in it as opposed to your practice pants or shorts – and your game jersey, which for me, I altered mine. I wore it really tight. It was in my practice jersey. It just, everything about it is different.
Now, simulates a game. It does.
Yeah, but I know, but it is.
But why for a veteran, though? Why would you play Tom Brady tonight? What would be the benefit of playing Tom Brady?
Why would you play your first-round draft pick?
Because he's still trying to learn what you're doing.
How long does that person need?
Well, I'm not saying you play him an awful lot, Christian. But there's no reason to play your regular, especially Tom Brady. Your whole season goes down the tubes if he gets hurt. Now, I know the answer. People say, well, he can get hurt.
The coaches have already made the decision for the NFL. They are actively – and I tell you what, this wasn't even the NFL's idea. They didn't – what the coaches have done based on the changes of the rules, if they decided we need more reps, we need quality practice time, we can't get it practiced against ourselves, so we're going to do inter-squad.
That makes sense,
stuff, okay?
That
so
works.
We're going to create our own just atmosphere based on our needs. You change the rules, we change accordingly. We're getting less time during the off-season. Okay, we put more emphasis on, you know, summer camp and, you know, one-on-ones, and we make those practices conducive to what we need.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they've done. They've already given the NFL the blueprint. Okay, you guys are doing it anyways, so we're going to change. And there will be no pushback used to it.
Youngest coach in the league, Sean McVay, is not going to play any of his veterans at all. None of the regulars, none of the starters are going to play. And I think that's where we're going with this league. So why are we wasting our time with the preseason? Let's have, you know, preseason games in which the veterans don't play. We announce it to everybody. We got to change the rules. Let me go to John in a car. Hey, John.
Hey, guys. How are we doing today?
Good, John.
Thanks for taking my call. Good. So a couple things. You guys were talking about the 18-game season, potentially. A couple points to make. I just want to ask what you guys think. 18-game season, do you think in the CBA, you know, does it stay a 53-man roster, or do they just play more of the third and fourth stringers and couple extra games?
Well, they're gonna
might be a washout.
They'll increase the rosters, but what they want to do, because they're fearful now that the Players Association is going to fight this because of the safety issues, what they want to do is they want to force every team for a player to sit for, what is it, one or two games?
Well, I thought it was one game, maybe something like
I think
that.
It is one game. So they were going to have player sit one game during the course of the season. That to me is foolish because in many cases, by having that one player sit out, and let's say it's your quarterback, are you not putting more people in harm's way out there because they got some other guy throwing the football?
What if it's that one player? What if it's player number 55 on the roster? Does it have to be like? Is there
no? Every player has to sit out a game.
So every player would have to sit out one game. Okay.
That's my understanding.
Okay,
that doesn't make any sense because that again, aren't you putting guys in harm's way? If you don't have a certain quarterback,
right? Well, I think with the quarterback position is the most glaring one,
okay.
Right?
Because your left tackle has to sit out for a game. Do you feel good about your quarterback's safety?
No, but I would hope that there's the backup that if you had to play this guy could be, you know, he's probably getting reps, I would imagine. Like, I feel like the quarterback position is the one position where the guy gets, you know, 95% of the reps, where if you have, like, a left tackle, he'll get the majority of them, but you're still putting in the other guy. So, you know, maybe you get able to get away with it from the left tackle position.
So we looked at Dan Skipper, a first-year player.
Yeah, no chance.
You know what else I could see the NFL doing too?
What's that?
Is, you know what the inner squad practices, I think this has been a big thing now, is maybe extending them so they're not just, what is it, like 2 days or something like right. that? But what they'll start doing is maybe having a host team where there might be, you know, three other teams that come in. So that team, so now if the Patriots could practice against, say, Tennessee. But
like a round robin.
Yeah, like let's say Detroit.
And a Ferris wheel out there.
And then we'll do a jamboree the weekend.
But if you had it like stretched out for the week, right, where you wanted to kind of make things interesting, you could maybe have, you know, like where they went to Detroit, but you could have two other teams and they could kind of, you know, you practice against Detroit for 2 days and then you practice against Tennessee for 2 days in a specific area.
Let me go to Denny in a car. Hi, Denny.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great.
Hey, I'm a season ticket holder, and I just want to let you know that they do not charge full price for preseason games anymore.
How much do they charge you? Well, they have a floating schedule, it's, right? They change
them. $89 a game. Tonight's game is $45, but then the Pittsburgh game is like $130.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Do they charge all my money now?
Flex pricing.
But hold on.
Do they drop the price on the beer?
Nope. But if you're a season ticket holder,
what about the moose?
Yeah.
But if you're a season ticket holder, you're buying 10 tickets, and the price hasn't really changed.
Same price.
They haven't changed.
But they're charging premium price.
So you hold on, Denny. Well, Denny, you're paying the same amount of money for the preseason game.
Yeah, well, you could say that, but I don't go, so I don't care.
Okay, but you are. Mm-hmm. So they can put whatever price they want on the individual ticket.
Right. Buy the whole package.
To buy the whole package of the 10 games, I'm paying the same amount of money.
Right.
So you know the atmosphere today at Fenway Park with all the kids, and it was, you know, 12-minute game, and oh my God, what a joy that was. That's the type of atmosphere that the NFL can create. I mean, I know they do it at, you know, practices because they open them up and there's a lot of kids there, but there's so many different levels of not only creating new fans, but keeping the old ones. I feel like it's almost like if they change the way the beginning of the season is, and obviously the ending, okay, because they're going to add 2 weeks to the season, and the Super Bowl is going to be the Sunday before Labor Day. You're talking about just complete and utter just domination.
Yeah, but wait a minute, that's got nothing to do. Today was a complete joke. If you want to do that,
it was awesome.
No, it wasn't. It was a complete joke.
No, hold on, wait. I said it was awesome.
I say it's
you
a
said
joke.
It wasn't
complete joke.
Okay, Wiggy, so awesome or a complete joke?
Anytime a baseball game can go 12 minutes,
awesome.
I'm
thank you.
Well, it's not a bad idea. If you want to say baseball, let's do 12-minute games every day. People would actually
that
be
was
in. You get 12 minutes in your day for baseball.
I do.
There you go.
I told you. I watched most of the Red Sox game. I'm able to get through in 5 or 6 minutes the next day.
So going
that
on
was
your
fun. Going that on might your, have been the funnest baseball game we've ever played in.
Stop it.
Even Brock got
they finally found Brock too. They like took 5 breaks until they found him.
So go back to your point, that's basically what practices are down in Foxborough, where they open the practices to the public. So if you want to do that, Christian, you want to put more people in there, practice within the stadium.
Right.
You could put more people in there. You could have that fun atmosphere you're talking about. You can do all of that.
You could charge people $20.
And by the way, you want to look at the price for today's game?
Mm-hmm.
So today's game went 12 minutes.
Yep.
And for adults, it was $5, right?
Okay.
That is 42 cents per minute, if my math is correct. 42 cents a minute. If I go to a regular Red Sox game with the full price, and it's a three-hour game, and you're lucky if it's a three-hour game, usually they're 3.5 or more, I pay 4 cents a minute to watch that game. I pay 42 cents a minute to watch that game today.
Yeah, but the kids got to run the bases. They stayed afterwards.
You can do that any game. You could open it up on the field anytime you
could,
want.
But
here's why the thing was a complete joke. Kansas City wanted nothing to do with this, and they played like they wanted nothing to do with this. There are rules in baseball. How the hell did the leadoff hitter in the game in inning 10 of a game that was started on August 7th? He was not on the roster on August 7th when the game started. How do you allow him to play in the game and be the leadoff hitter when he was not part of the original game?
He was the pinch hitter.
It's one game, but you can't be the pinch hitter if you're not part of the team.
What player would want to play in a game like this today? Like
Kansas City didn't. Boston probably still thinks they got something to play. I don't know.
Well,
it's at home for them. If you're Kansas City, you're dropping off in between Baltimore and Cleveland or something like that. It's stupid. But the point I made, and I made this on August the 7th, so I'm not speaking differently today. Back in August the 7th, you knew that Kansas City was not going to make the playoffs. You knew that the chances of Boston making the playoffs were not real good. As of today, before today's game started, the chances of Kansas City making the playoffs are zero, okay? The chances of Boston making the playoffs are 2%, according to those probability charts.
Yeah, but even if the Red Sox were in the playoff hunt, why would you want to play a game on, technically today would be their off day, right?
That's correct.
It's a travel day.
Travel day.
Travel
day. Travel
day. San Diego. Oh, travel day. Or if you're,
but you get to San Diego early.
But if you're Kansas City, they're stopping off in between. It's like a layover, right?
It's ridiculous.
Why would anybody want to do that for potentially 12 minutes? I don't.
It's stupid.
I think it's the dumbest thing out there.
And here's the problem I have with it. From a business standpoint, people that saw the 9-inning-plus game got their money's worth, okay? Mm-hmm. You now have to bring employees in here.
Right.
Kansas City has to fly. They have to send. There's an expense involved in them now traveling to Boston. Hotels, they got in here last night. It's a hotel in this city.
1-2 to Escobar.
You could have done this. You could have said, if it matters, it will be like a tiebreaker. We'll play it on the Monday, the day mm-hmm. after the final day of the regular season. They have done that in the past, where if the game is going to count and it's going to mean something mm-hmm. of significance on who makes the playoffs or who doesn't or seeding, then you play it. There was no reason to play it today. It's a joke.
I would think that if you're going to play me today, at least let's play a 9-inning game. I play for 12 minutes. I'm messing up my schedule, my day, whatever it may be, just for a 12-minute game. I think it's like, I don't even think players would want to do that. If it was a 9-inning.
Yeah, but when you listen to Joe, if you listen to the game a little bit, mm-hmm. as long as he's been doing those games, he's never had this situation come up.
No. What was the time of game? 12 minutes?
I mean, they were so desperate. Well, Christian, that Bradford did the game.
Right.
He was happy. What do you say they didn't bring their TV crew?
So, yeah, that's what we're hearing back here.
Yeah, nobody brought.
They just took the Nesson.
None of the writers showed up. No media. The press box was empty. None of it. This was a joke. And in the past, they have played games or they've scheduled them
this.
After the regular season
this.
Is over.
Okay, should they have played the game based on where both teams are? No, but I will say this: the Red Sox, they had more fans in that game for 12 minutes than Tampa has seen all year.
You're probably right.
And Tampa will make the playoffs. They'll have a playoff game. Maybe it's a home game. Who knows?
It's a different city. I mean,
okay. Whatever. The point is, it's a professional sport, and you were able to convince, not even convince, just, you know, get, hey, here's an opportunity. You want to come to the ballpark? Possibly, you know, 30 minutes, maybe 2 hours? They all showed up.
Right.
So all those talks we were having with all these guys about whether they'll come back or not, maybe we should have a small, small, small baseball segment about how Mookie Betts hate the Red Sox and the city of Boston.
I just don't understand why you play it if it has no significance. It doesn't mean anything. You do it at the end of the season, at the end of the regular season, if it is going to affect either one of the team's, you know, playoff hopes. That's when you play it. There's no reason to play this thing. And again, some of the kids, probably a free day. They got an opportunity. Of course, the parking was what? How much do you think the parking was today?
$50.
Yeah. I know, but I always been a Red Sox fan.
I know you have. So, they, you know, but it made no sense to me. 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram summer clearance event. Stop in today for your new 2019 Ram 1500 truck. Do we really have to see Tom Brady tonight? Do we really have Sony Michel? Do we really have to see him? Is this important for people?
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.